Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is spending a second day in Iraq. Today he's visiting U.S. troops stationed north of Baghdad. After arriving in the Iraqi capital yesterday, he said one key to improving the security situation is immediately to train more Iraqis to participate in a new army, a civil defense force, and the police. On the day Rumsfeld arrived, the third class of 250 Baghdad police officers graduated from a U.S.-run three-week training course. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
At the roll call of graduates, each newly trained police officer stepped forward, saluted, and stamped his right foot. The three-week course is run by U.S. military police and covers subjects ranging from report writing to police ethics to human rights. Naji Aziz Gbeish served 25 years in the Iraqi police force and never had training like this. It's a good program, he says. They teach us how to deal with the people, how to defend the freedom of the Iraqi people. His colleague, 16-year police veteran Karim Ali, elaborates.
I used to work with the investigation department. In the past, the police way was tortured, using force to deal with the criminals. Kick them, beat them. We would get order to use everything to get them to confess. We didn't like it, but it was an order. Now, we will not do it.
The U.S. checked police records and kicked out high-ranking members of the Ba'ath Party. Over the past several months, they have continued to fire people, frequently for corruption. Colonel Teddy Spain commands the 18th Military Police Brigade, which ran the police training course for these new graduates. He says it's been made very clear to trainees that the old way of doing business won't fly anymore. But he says there's only so much the U.S. can do.
All we can do is show them a different way of doing business. A lot of what they did before, I was told, was a part of the regime and part of whatever their way of life was. I told them all that I can't control what happened before the war. All I can do is try to teach them a better way, and if they don't choose the better way, then they can't work here as a police officer.
Many Iraqi police have yet to complete the three-week training at this Baghdad neighborhood station. There's a contingent of U.S. military police here to help with on-the-job training. They observe as Iraqi police conduct investigations and offer help as needed. Recently, a man brought in two kids he had caught breaking into his house. Another man stopped by whose new BMW had been stolen. He found the thieves and started shooting at them. Then the police arrived. They claimed their hard work had paid off. The car owner, Abdullah Ahmad Jassim Mohammed, disagrees.
My opinion is that we should root out the whole police system and plant and establish one by one a new, clean, honest police force. The police system, it's a complete failure. Things will get worse for the police. They're not trained well. We need some police force that really knows how to fight crime.
But starting from scratch is impossible for a U.S. administration eager to give Iraqis responsibility for security. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld says former members of the Iraqi army, which was abolished after the war, may be eligible to join new security forces. U.S. officials estimate it will take until the end of next year to have the Iraqi police force at full strength. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.